有讀經嘅時間，咁啊，書讀經係創世記第十五章一至十一節。
So now, come to the scripture reading for today, which is in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 to 21.
誒，請用方式嚟讀，先用中文讀，用英文讀出。
We will be reading this responsibly, first in Cantonese and then in English.
誒，創世記第十五章第一至十一節。這事以後，耶和華在異象中有話對亞伯蘭說：亞伯蘭，亞伯蘭，你不要懼怕，我是一盾牌，必大大的賞賜你。
亞伯蘭說：主耶和華，我既無子，你還賜我什麼呢？這要承受我家人的子孫。
亞伯蘭又說：你沒有給我兒子，打生盡我家中的人就是我的後嗣。於是領他走到外邊說：你看天觀看，數說眾星，能數得過來嗎？又對他說：你的後裔將要如此。耶和華又對他說：我是耶和華，曾你出了迦勒底的原意，為要將這地賜你為業。
亞伯蘭說：主耶和華，我怎能知道你是得這地為業呢？
他說：你為我取一隻三年一母牛，一隻三年一母山羊，一隻三年的公綿羊，一隻斑鳩，一隻雌鴿。
亞伯蘭就取了這些來，每樣嘢快快成兩半，一半最上一半矮，只有了半有平安。
有摘了下來，落在那死畜的肉上，亞伯蘭就把它嚇飛了。
日頭照落的時候，亞伯蘭沉浸的睡裡，突然有飛人的大黑暗落在他身上。
耶和華對亞伯蘭說：你要的確知道，你的後裔必寄居別人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待你們三啊四百年。
你只有他們所做的事幾萬年，我可以承受，我後裔他們要解除許多罪孽，從哪裏出
來？但你要享大壽數，平平安安的歸到你列祖那裏，被人埋葬。
到了第四代，他們必要到死。
日落天黑，不料有暗霧的爐，仍燒著的火把打那些肉塊中經過。就是基利人、基利洗人、格摩人、格摩利人。亞摩利人、迦南人、迦勒實人、耶布斯人之地。
Genesis chapter 15. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you, and your reward will be great."You have given me no descendants of my own, so one of my servants will be my heir.
And the Lord said to him, "One of your servants will not be your heir, but you have a son of your own.
Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, "Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have."
And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous.
Then the Lord told him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land as your possession."
Abram replied, "Sovereign Lord, how can I be sure?
Lord told him, "Bring me a 3-year-old heifer and a 3-year-old female goat, a 3-year-old ram." turtle dove and a young pigeon.
So they represent all of us in the
Some vultures swooped down to eat the prophets, but Abram chased them away. Then the Lord said to Abram, "You can be sure that your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land, where they will be oppressed as slaves for 400 years. As for you, you will die in peace and will be buried at a ripe old age. After the sun went down and darkness fell, Abram saw a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch pass between the halves of the carcasses.
So
the
Lord went down with Abram and said, "I have given this land to your descendants, all the way from the border of Egypt to the great
river." Land now occupied by the Kenites, Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites. Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites. May God bless the readers and hearers of His word. The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is ratifying the promise.
If you've been with us over the last month, we've been looking at a portion of Abram's story. And we've already looked carefully at verse 6 that the Lord counted or reckoned Abraham as righteous. And we discovered together that that verse, which is repeated in the New Testament as well, in Galatians and in Romans, is probably one of the most important verses in the Bible. And then last time, we looked at the main theme of this passage and this portion of Abram's story, doubt and assurance. And so today we conclude, as we look at verses 9 to 21 in particular, and the ratifying of that promise concerning
doubt.
Oh, I'd like to try a little something different, not necessarily different, because I've tried to be interactive in previous messages, and so it's really dependent on you to respond. I know it's a bit intimidating for people to speak up in a, not really a large crowd, but a good-sized group. My first question to you is this. We live in a written culture. So how do you make a contract? Written contract, very good. You know, you write something up, you know, you put some stipulations on a piece of paper, and you sign your name. And that's how you keep each other accountable in a society like ours.
所以就話呢個合同就係喺我哋社會當中，就話我點樣互相嘅兩方面嘅去贊同一個嘅應許。
You make a promise, like a marriage oath. I will be faithful to you.
就好似婚姻當中入邊啊，贊同兩位啊夫婦係大家會誒負呢個責任一齊為對方。
Right. Before God and witnesses.
就係話喺個眾人面前或者喺神面前，兩位嘅係合同或者合贊同去互相愛對方同埋結婚。
And in that particular case, in that oath, marriage oath, you avows, you enter into a covenantal relationship.
喺婚姻當中就話大家係互相嘅贊同，入一個嘅婚姻嘅關係。
Now of course there's some apprehension when it comes to marriage or fixing your home.
譬如話有啲嘅問題，或者話去整一間屋嘅時間
，right? Because you want to make sure, right? You might have your doubts. You want to make sure this person is a person of integrity, person of their word.
咁你喺這個合同當中咧，你去當中嘅啊，第二方面嘅，你會覺得啊，我要肯定咧，嗰個人咧係信得過嘅。
That's why you look on Yelp or I don't know what other. Websites to look on to check if you want to fix your apartment, fix your home, you know, you don't want to just get anybody.
譬如話我去整屋嘅時候咧，你會可能會上網或者都係問人啊，究竟呢個裝修師傅係好唔好嘅
？And make sure that that person will do a good job.
啊，你要肯定咧啊，呢裝修師傅嘅手勢係好嘅
？And that you're not price gouged.
啊，你唔會俾人哋咧坐地起價嘅
？By the way, if you're Christian, you ought to be fair. In your negotiating.
咁我作為基督徒嘅，我哋都要喺個合同上，我哋喺應許上，我哋都要好公平嘅，去可以去爭取。
Even as a consumer, you ought to be fair, pay a good wage, decent wage.
咁我哋作為一個嘅俾錢嘅，我哋都要咧要去贊同，我哋應該要俾一個合理嘅價錢。
Because that's the God-honoring thing. That's what God says to do.
呢個係神同我哋咁講嘅，我哋應該要合理上嘅去俾出。
But the point is, how do you and I, do we have doubts? No, you're a person of your word. You've got to carry out what you promise.
但我哋作為人嘅，我哋都要很清楚，就話喺合同上嘅，我哋需要相信啊，對方嘅係真係信得過，係講得出，做得到嘅。
Signing a contract, that's your way of assuring in this society, because then you have people like Crystal and those of you who are in a legal profession. You know, you get those types to enforce.
咁咧就係咧，我哋喺社會上咧，我哋咧就要係好公平嘅，要喺好明白呢個合同上嘅了解。
Actually, it's this part enforcing, but you need a legal representation.
咁我哋合同上就可能要需要律師去批准咁樣，咁啊即係要需要話喺個法庭上或者喺差人處理佢哋咧，我哋要誒認清楚呢啲嘅立法。
But many of you, and Abram, by the way, they were an oral culture.
但係你咁諗起就話想當年嘅就喺個亞伯蘭嘅時間咧，就係其實係用口講嘅呢個合同。
So how did you make agreement? How did you ratify agreement in an oral culture?
話想當年就係文字有寫咁樣啊嘛，咁就話喺個口講上嘅承諾。
Whether you look back then or here now, it's very important. Words are very important. What you say, you promise, is very important.
我哋口講嘅好重要，我哋講嘅嘢同埋即係我哋會做得到咧係好重要喎。
Okay, here's the interaction. You read the text for a month. You read the text, right? So this is a fair question. How did they ratify the promise?
咁我咧就剛才睇嗰個嘅經章節，其實第十五章一章啦，我讀咗三成個月噶啦，應該我哋知道，咁但係究竟呢個當時嘅情況，呢個點樣係有個口頻上嘅呢個應許咧
？In Abram's culture, the ancient Near East, back way back then, how did they do it？
喺想當年嘅時間，喺亞伯蘭嘅時間，佢點樣去承諾、去堅守呢個嘅應許咧？
Dead animals.
就話有呢個嘅死嘅動物。Acted
it out. They acted it out. They said, if I don't keep my word, may I be like these dead animals.
就話哦，如果我唔係 去遵守我所講嘅説話，我就好似啲死嘅動物。
You know, I think we should institute that today because the divorce rate is 50%. You know, I think you take more seriously your vows. You know, when you say, hey, let me be like this animal here, cut in half, if I don't do my promise.
就話好似而家咁樣嘅，譬如話我哋嘅現金嘅嘅離婚率咁高，應該咧好似咁樣啊。如果咧你想離婚咧，就十個萬啦。咁我唔可以嚇走啲人，唔好過離婚。
But you know, I did this Paul and Karen's wedding recent one. I suggested that they said, let's exchange rings.
咁啊咁啊，Paul同埋阿 Karen 一齊結婚啦，咁樣就係啊，咁佢哋咁就唉唔好咁啊，不如換隻戒指算數啦。
Acted out the curse. The curse of the covenant. We acted it out.
就話如果我哋口講嘅承諾，如果做唔出時候，就會係好似啲咩有啲殺死嘅動物一樣。
How did that work? Well, Jeremiah 34:18-20 described it for you, and I have it both in English and Chinese. Slide 2 is in English, and right after that, these guys will sign up in Chinese. Jeremiah 34:18-20 says, and the men who transgressed my covenant and did not keep the terms of the covenant that they made before me, I will make them like a calf that they cut in two and pass between its parts. The officials of Judah, the officials of Jerusalem, the eunuchs, the priests, and the people of the land who pass between the parts of the calf, and I will give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of those who seek their lives, their dead bodies shall be food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth.
咁啊，神翻嚟就點樣去守呢個嘅口講嘅承諾咧？就好似嘅耶利米書第三十四章第18-21就講就話：猶太的首領、耶和撒冷的首領、太監、祭司和各族的眾民，曾將牛犊劈開，分成兩半，並其中經過，在我面前立約，後來又違背我的約，不遵行這約上的話，我必將他們交在仇敵和曾作奇妙的人手中，他們的屍首必給空中的飛鳥和地上的野獸做食物。
You see the importance of this? Yeah, here, if you have come to faith, believe God's word, He takes your word seriously.
啊，聽到呢個重要性咧，就係話我哋喺呢個嘅信仰上當中，就話神都係對我哋所講、我哋所應許嘅説話係睇得好緊要。
That's why when we receive you in baptism and membership, you take an oath, you take a vow before God.
所以話當你去信神嘅時候咧，我哋話喺如果你記得嘅話，去洗禮嘅時候，我哋睇到話你所口講嘅承認，你所嘅應許，我哋睇得係好緊要。
That's a public profession of faith. You're acknowledging before the world, before witnesses, before people, I will follow you, O Lord.
因為就話喺個眾人面前，你係承諾就話我會去遵行、去遵守、跟從神。
What practicality? Are you following Christ?
你話你係咪有去跟隨神
？You can't get more practical than that.
啊，呢個就係佢咁樣去遵行。
Because God takes seriously your words.
神係對我哋所口講嘅口頻嘅説話係睇得好緊要。
And God is saying here in Jeremiah, if you not obey me, the men who violate the covenant, who have not fulfilled the terms, I will treat them like this calf, cut in two.
神就話好似剛才所講嘅説話咁話，如果你唔去遵守我嘅時候，你去破壞呢個承諾嘅當中，你就會好似呢啲嘅動物當中，係幾對空中嘅飛鳥同埋地上嘅野獸去作為食物。
By the way, covenant is a very big theme in the Bible.
啊，呢個承諾，呢個承約，呢個約喺個聖經當中係一個好重要嘅一個嘅題目。
And God takes seriously your words. Of promise.
神係好著重去睇就係你所講嘅口所講嘅承諾。
And as you'll see in a moment, His word is sure too.
而點解都係睇嘅就話神佢自己講嘅説話都係一樣好重要。
You see, weaker party would walk between pieces.
就話都係睇時候話弱果方面嘅會係行當中個嘅死嘅動物。
And paraphrasing the last line here, their dead bodies will become food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the
違約嗰方面嘅，即係唔遵守呢個約嘅嗰啲人咧，就好似啲死嘅動物做俾雀鳥動物去食。
Now we know from antiquity and from scholars, researchers that there were, of course, many other ways to make a covenant.
當然啦，我哋有好多唔同嘅方法可以去做呢啲嘅承諾。
But this is the way that Abram, in ancient Near East, was pretty familiar with. So he knew when this incident happened to him, what was happening.
但係喺當時嘅情況咧，呢啲咧嘅真係嘅方法係好普遍。而當時啲亞伯羅知道話，若然係真係有咁嘅情況之後，佢見到係好似動物佢被成為食物動物嘅食物時候，佢就知道即係話一個人佢係唔守佢承諾。
Because this incident, if you carefully read what's happened, starts in verse 17, it was darkness that came over Abram.
但當時我睇嘅時候話，當時佢講呢番嘅説話嘅時候，點解就話上面嘅天係黑暗？
He was, I think, shaking because he was thinking he would have to walk through the animals.
而當時亞伯蘭佢聽嘅時候，佢自係點解都係天係黑暗嘅時候，佢自己心入邊都係好驚恐，因為佢驚點咩？佢驚就話佢自己就好似咁樣係行過呢個嘅死嘅動物當中。
In his mind, I think you can't miss this in the text. In his mind, he's thinking, if I do not.Do everything in the future that I'm saying I will do today. If I break my vows, may I be like these carcasses, these dead, cut up animals.
就話亞伯拉罕當時佢自己就好驚咩嘢，就話死啦！我係咪真係能夠去遵行我所講嘅説話？我係咪真係會做到我要講嘅？剛才我講過嘅以前嘅承諾咧？如果我做唔到嘅時候，我就好似呢啲咁嘅動物咁樣，成為呢啲動物嘅空中飛鳥動物嘅食物。
Let this happen to me if I don't obey you。
佢話佢驚就話，若然就係我守唔到承諾時候，我就好似呢啲嘅動物當中。
But he's very soft, pretty vivid, right？
喺度好似你睇落去生動嘅係咁樣嚟嘅。
That's how they did things back then. Acted it out。
係當時嘅情況就係咁樣噶啦，就點樣去做一個口頻嘅呢個嘅承諾。
You know, back then, a king or a great emperor, you know, of a bigger nation, you know what they did? They would do these things when they conquered, you know, these smaller vassal nations around them.
而當時嘅國家都係咁樣嘅，一個大國去戰勝啲小國嘅時候，都係做一樣咁樣嘅。
We have these little pieces that have been discovered by archaeologists, you know, of pieces of the ancient Near East about these contracts, these covenants that occurred.
而而家嘅考古學家亦都係有考古學，佢哋去即係都揾到就話當時佢哋國家當中戰勝咗之後啦，會點樣去形容佢，點樣去對待呢啲嘅戰敗國。
And so when the king of the powerful nation went into contract, into agreements, into covenants with these lesser nations, these leaders, then the lesser leaders.Took that off, walked between the animals.
而當時嘅考古學嘅都係真係揾到呢啲嘅憑據，就話當時嗰啲嘅大嘅國家，如果戰勝咗呢啲嘅小嘅國家時候啊，啲小國呢啲附庸國咧，啲王咧就要行過呢啲嘅死嘅動物當中去作一個承諾。
See, powerful king is gracious, you know, he lets you come into agreement with him.
啊，當時嘅大國，我戰勝咗，冇殺你哋，但係你哋咧就要去遵行呢個承諾。
And so what was discovered in these ancient Near Eastern fragments, the great king would just sit on the throne, and the vassal, or the weaker nation's leader, they would be shaking in their boots and walking through the pieces.
就係咧，嗰時嘅天星國個大王咧就企喺個台上邊，就坐喺度睇住，喺小國嘅用國呢王咧，就好似咁樣要行過呢啲嘅死嘅動物當中。
And so Abram was absolutely sure that this would happen.
亞伯蘭當時就諗嘅就話，我都會好似一樣咁樣，如果我唔去遵守我嘅講嘅説話。
But you read the text. Did it happen? Did it happen?
但係當你睇聖經嘅時候，有冇咁樣發生喺亞伯蘭
身上？ Did that happen in the text?
有冇喺亞伯蘭身上咧？冇。
Did it happen?
冇。
What happened?
咁有乜嘢發生咧？
Remember, Abraham saying, I don't know, Lord, would I trust you? And I don't know, as we learned last time, if I could trust myself in carrying out what you're saying.
亞伯拉罕當時嘅佢自己嘅即係嘅小信就話，我都唔能夠我相信我自己嘅説話， 我自己唔知能唔能夠去做到我所講嘅嘢。
But that's not what happened. That's not what the text says.
但呢個唔係聖經所講嘅説話。
That's why this is one of the most dramatic scenes in the entire Bible. It should move your heart.
所以呢個就係一個好重要嘅當時而家嘅聖經嘅説話同我哋講。
Because what happened? Abraham has this isle of that. He obeyed God. He cut up the animals, right? Except for the birds, right?
咁佢遵守神嘅説話，就話佢殺咗其他嘅動物，除咗呢個嘅隻。
He laid it all on the ground in obedience to God, right?
就話佢遵守神嘅所講嘅説話，就話殺咗佢哋，放喺一半擺喺前面。
Guys, we need to go back to slide 12. This is the important setting here. You gotta catch this. You gotta see this picture. It's in your brain. The sun setting.
第一個十二節，當時嘅當中。
Abraham is falling into a deep sleep. It's not an ordinary sleep that he's coming under.
因為嗰陣話阿巴郎沉沉的睡了，呢個唔係好普通嘅，所以喺度瞓覺。
All the Bible commentaries say this. It doesn't mean he just got sleepy and fell asleep. There's a darkness going over him.
因為好多嘅學家都講就話，呢個唔係話普通咁就瞓咗覺當中。
And the text says a thick and dreadful darkness came over Abram.
有時我哋話當時嘅就係話一個嘅落天黑呢個嘅當時情況，黑暗喺當時嘅時間。
That means the darkness of terror. Terror.
黑暗當中即係話講咗呢個嘅恐懼嚟到佢嘅面前。
A terror, a dread fell upon Abram.
就話佢當中嘅恐懼嚟到佢嘅心上。
And he's on the ground. He's growling on the ground.
佢就話喺度喺個地上。
A spiritual darkness fell on him that went along with the physical darkness of the sun setting.
佢當時佢心中嘅黑暗，佢嘅恐懼，就好似當時嘅天上面一樣，係黑暗當中。
And then God speaks to him.
而當時神就同佢説話。
And I'll get back to that in a moment. Guys, hit verse 17, please. Again, the word of God speaks to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let the word of God speak.
就話神嘅説話臨到當時阿伯拉罕、阿伯郎嘅時間。
Look carefully at verse 17.
第17節當中去講。
As soon as what God says is over, verse 17 says, when the sun has set and darkness fallen, what? What happened?
就話有日落天黑，不料有冒煙的爐和燒著的火從他們爐中燒過經過，發生咩事呢？
What is that? Smoky fire pot, blazing torch appeared, and here's the key. Pass between the pieces.
So,
有 those two phrases, smoking fire pot, blazing torch, they're hard to translate. That's why we always encourage you to read more than one translation of the Bible, whether it be multiple translations in Chinese or in English or whatever your language is.
所以剛才就話當時又發生咩事咧？有個冒煙嘅爐同埋燒著個火。咁其實咧喺聖經當中有唔同嘅解經嘅方法。咁我哋都知道鼓勵大家用唔同嘅書卷去睇。
Smoking fire pot is one word, it's one phrase, right?
就當時講呢個燒著嘅火。
The other phrase is translated like blazing torch.
就當時有一個冒煙嘅爐同埋呢個燒著嘅火。
The first word, you know, that fire pot could be like billowing smoke.
呢個係一個冒著煙嘅一個爐。
And the second word is like blazing lightning.
呢個又好似個燒著嘅火，就好似燒著呢個好光嘅一個閃電。
Did you know those are the two words that describe God as he descended upon Mount Sinai?
大家有冇記得就係話呢啲嘅字眼其實係想當年嘅喺個西乃山時候，就點去形容神嘅光芒就好似咁樣。
Those two words appear.
嗰兩個字就係當時形容神點去嚟到摩西嘅時間。
Tokens, emblems of what? God's immediate presence had come down.
呢個冒煙嘅火，冒煙嘅爐同埋呢個燒著嘅火，就好似形容咗神當時嘅來臨。
This is God Himself showing up physically.
呢就係話神點樣去 亲自自己嚟嘅当中。
And here's the weird thing, the blazing torch phrase, right, is a word that's often used as lightning.
Boom! 呢个烧着个火就系好似形容到当时嘅，好多时形容好似一个嘅闪电嘅当中。
But what this means is, as Abram's watching all this in his dread,
由当时亚伯拉罕佢自己好惊，佢睇到时候
a searing. By the way, did have a thunderstorm last night, right? I don't know if you woke you or looked outside, but a searing streak of lightning appeared.
当时就话好似觉得有个闪电嘅当中嚟到当时情况。
But here's the weird thing: when lightning appears, flashes, then it's gone.
大家你知道嘅就话闪电嘅时候，系闪电嘅时候嚟嘅时候，闪一闪就唔见咗啦。
Remember, this is blazing torch. It held a tree. The lightning held a tree.
就系话，大家一齐睇话呢个嘅系呢个烧着个火，就好似呢个嘅闪电当中，唔系就系只要闪一闪唔见咗，而系见到呢个闪电嘅电系留喺当中。
Put yourself in Abram's shoes. Why is he scared? It's a searing streak of lightning appearing, holding a chief and is walking through the pieces of animal.
大家你好似你想象好似亞伯郎啦，佢當時佢內心入邊好驚恐，驚恐乜嘢？見到呢啲咁嘅情況，就係會閃電一道當中，但係留喺度，會係經過呢個當時嘅肉嘅當中係行經過。
I know many of you are braver than me, but if you're in a lightning out there in a lightning thunderstorm, it's not comfortable.
大家唔知你驚唔驚閃電咧？如果有閃電嘅時候咧，我就好驚，我哋會離開嘅地方。
So imagine if you're out there, you're looking at the lightning, but it holds its shape, and now it holds its shape. It's near you, and it's crackling, it's radiant, it's appearing before you.
我唔知道你當時，如果你譬如話你想象你自己嘅情況，你喺見到就話呢個嘅閃電。 呢個閃電當中係好近你嘅，發生喺你好近你身邊嘅地方，你自己心情係咪好驚咧都
？The sparks, the fire！
你見到呢個火，你見到呢個噼里啪啦咁樣喺你嘅側邊。
And Abram knew God wasn't just repeating his older vows。
當時阿伯拉罕咪知道就係話，神啊，只係去講翻以前所講嘅説話。
If you're familiar with those older vows, God basically said, "I'll give you this, and I will do this for you."
同埋好似以前佢主日佢重新去講嘅説話，咪就話：哦，我會俾啲嘢你，我會為咗你做啲嘢。
Abram, I'll do that for you, and you will go.
就唔係話只係講就話：哦，你去做呢啲嘢啦，你就要去嘅地方。
And eventually to your fathers in peace.
而最後咧，你就會係歸天家。
And God said in his previous vow, "I'll give you all these things, land, right?" And this promise.
以前神嘅就好似咁樣嘅去承諾，同阿伯拉罕就話：啊，我就會俾啲嘢你，你要作眾人嘅父母。
Remember, the introduction, God takes oath seriously. God is declaring oath with Abram.
大家要記住話，神係守承諾嘅神，佢所講嘅説話係會承諾。
And here's the amazing thing about it.
而家好重要嘅就睇到就係話，
God is saying, if I don't do everything I told you I will do, may I be torn to pieces and cut like these animals. That's what God is saying to Abram.
但係神佢所講就係話好重要嘅，就係話神同亞伯拉罕去講乜嘢，就話若然我神冇去做我所講嘅説話，冇去俾到做我會講嘅説話咧，我會成為好似呢啲嘅動物嘅屍體一樣。 我會係被宰殺，我會係咁樣。我神，若我唔去守呢個承諾嘅時候，我都會好似呢啲破碎嘅身體嘅動物。
If I don't do what I promise，
如果我冇去遵行我所講嘅説話。This
is God talking. This is astounding. This is God talking. This is God walking through the pieces.
呢個係神所講嘅説話，係神話佢自己會去經行過呢個嘅死亡嘅動物。
God Himself identifying with those dead carcasses.
神佢自己講，佢自己就係好似呢啲死嘅動物。
He's saying, if I don't do everything I told you I'd do, may I be torn to pieces.
同埋我哋，我冇去講去做一啲我向你承諾嘅説話，我就好似呢啲死嘅動物當中。
Abram, if I don't bless you, what I said I would do, may my immutability, my unchangeable nature become mutable.
佢話：阿伯拉罕話：如果我去話祝福你，但如果我冇去做到嘅， 或者我係應承你嘅嘢，我冇去做到嘅，我就好似呢啲死嘅動物當中，我會不死又會變成死。
God said, make my immortality become mortality.
我會係會係去被宰殺。
May the impossible become possible.
不可能嘅都會成為可能。
That's covenant language. Cut off. Cut off. That's covenant language.
當中所講嘅呢個承諾，譬如神話，譬如我唔去遵守我所講嘅承諾。我會被我都會好似呢啲死嘅人當中。
That's what the Hebrew literally says. May I be cut off？
其實我當時咁講，我自是必神，我都唔會有呢個當中嘅承諾。
If I don't bless you, Abram，
就話若然我自己唔去遵守我自己講嘅説話，我自己都會受到懲罰。
And as amazing as that is, there's more。
但最重要就係話，我繼續去睇。
There's more than God passing through the pieces that makes this scene astonishing.
就話除咗呢個神話，佢自己會係行到呢個死亡嘅嘅動物當中，就更加重要去睇。
God takes the oath, right? And surprisingly, we see this in verse 17. It says, "The sun had set, darkness had fallen, and a smoking fire cloud with a blaze of torch appeared and passed through the pieces." That's God, yes.
當時我所講就話，呢個就話當時天係黑暗。當時有呢個嘅冒煙嘅火，冒煙嘅爐同埋呢個燒著嘅火，去經過呢個嘅死亡嘅動物當中。佢所講形容嘅呢個説話係形容神佢自己。
But then this is verse 18 that happens right after 17, right? I just paraphrase verse 17 and Ken did that likewise. Verse 18: On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram. Bang, over.
就話第十八節講就話，當那一日耶和華與亞伯蘭立約。
Why is that astonishing?
點解聽落去係咁重要咧？
Why？
點解係咁重要咧？你知道？
What's missing？
當中我哋少咗啲乜嘢咧？
Is paying attention？ What's missing？
當中少咗啲乜嘢咧？好似？
Abram didn't have to go through the pieces. He did not have to go through the pieces.
就話當中咩少咗咧？好似就話呢個講到話唔係亞伯蘭佢自己要去行過呢個嘅死亡嘅動物當中。
Right, this is a covenant. The weaker leader usually has to go through the pieces. God went through the pieces. Abraham did not have to.
就點解當時所講啊？就話通常係一啲嘅附庸國、被戰勝嘅國，要先至弱嘅人，先要經過啲死亡嘅動物，因為佢守呢個承諾。但係所剛才所講嘅説話就話，係神佢自己，佢自己係行過呢個死亡嘅動物，唔係嗰啲罪人，唔係嗰啲死亡，唔係嗰啲弱嘅弱者。
You know what God say？
大家明白神所講嘅説話。
Not only will I pay the penalty if I'm not faithful to covenant。I will pay the penalty if you're not faithful.
就話神話，既然我自己唔係守咗承諾，我會係去遵守呢個懲罰，我會行到一死亡嘅動物。但係既然係你自己你去做錯嘅時候，我會為到你去行到一死亡嘅動物。
Abraham doesn't have to go through, doesn't have to take the oath.
而係亞伯拉罕佢自己唔需要去行過呢個道路。
This blessing is coming to you, says God.Unconditionally.
耶和華神呢個係無條件嘅去俾到亞伯蘭。
I will bear the brunt. I will be torn to pieces if necessary.
就話神話，既然係需要時候，我會犧牲去過去為著你而活。
If you fail or if I fail.
無論係就算係我去遵守唔到呢個承諾，或者你去遵守唔到呢個承諾，我會係親身嘅去行呢個死亡。
Unconditional grace. It's all over the Bible. Unconditional grace. That's what you need. We're studying Romans in Sunday school. You know the law, it's written on your heart. You don't need somebody saying, do this, do this, do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. You have the law written on your heart. You know what's right and wrong. You have a conscience.
就話我哋當係睇話主日學嘅，我哋睇有羅馬書講就話呢個律法書上嘅係記咗我哋嘅心上，係講到俾我哋知，我哋人嘅當中應該係做啲乜嘢，我哋心入邊應該係知道應該要去點樣去跟隨神。
What you need is the gospel.
我所需要嘅係需要呢個嘅福音。
Because that's what God pays attention to, your inward being.
因為神會同你嘅說話，你應該要點樣做？Because
without that heart change, you can do external things, but what for yourself?
我哋話需要福音嘅話咧，你知，咁我知道我哋既然只係跟隨呢啲嘅所講要話要做應做乜嘅，但係心入邊冇改變嘅係乜嘢
？You're not doing it for God.
我哋如果係咁嘅時候，我所做嘅唔係為咗神而做。
Because the full mode of your heart is selfishness.
因為如果你唔係為咗神去做嘅時候，我哋所做嘅動機係自私。
Even when you do good, it's for yourself.
但就算係我哋所要做嘅，都係為咗我哋自己而做。
So how is that going to change?
所以咧，原來咁嘅緣故，你係咁嘅動機嘅時候，呢樣嘢係唔會改變你。
God says it's the gospel that changes your motive.
所以我就話聖經就話呢個嘅福音係能夠去改變你做人嘅緣故。
That's what you need. That's what everyone out there needs.
所以話就話我哋自己或者外邊嘅人係需要主嘅福音。
That's why we preach the gospel.
所以點解牧師要去講道？
Because you already know in your conscience, in your heart, what's right and wrong. That's what Romans says.
咁啊，好似羅馬書所講就話，我內心入邊自己本身係知道有啲係咩啱，咩叫錯。
That's why you feel guilty when you don't do things you're supposed to do.
所以話咧，就算我有啲嘢我哋自己冇去做嘅時候，我哋內心入邊有呢個心愧，我覺得唔舒服。
And that's why this is astonishing. Abraham is astonished. That's why he wants to follow.
所以點嗰時阿伯拉罕就聽呢個説話時候就覺得好驚訝，驚訝就話所以跟隨神。
And maybe that's why you're not following, because you're not astonished by the gospel.
我哋作為基督徒嘅，我哋可能唔能夠去跟隨神，點解？因為我哋聽呢啲説話時候，我哋唔係覺得好驚訝。
How is all this possible?
就會話點解有咁嘅可能發生咧？
Verse 25. It was not darkness, right? Many centuries later. Remember? Mark 15:33 at noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. That never happened before.
就話兩千年之後，第一件記得啦，先就當中入邊嘅《馬可福音》第15章33節就話，從五正到新初，遍地都黑暗了。Do you see a connection?
當時呢個嘅説話嘅關鍵。 Another darkness, a heavy dread, goes down. Why? Because Jesus on the cross.
就話好似有另一個嘅黑暗嚟到當時嘅情況，當時嘅當中，佢代表咗乜嘢？就係當時點解個百姓發生陣嘢，所以都要去釘十字架。
And Isaiah 53:8 says the suffering servant was cut off from the land of the living. That's covenant language.
而創世記53:8就話，當時佢講就話會有將來會有一個受罰嘅一個牧羊人。
He's cut off. My God, why have you forsaken me?
神佢自己會從呢個永遠嘅當中去被剪除，就好似耶穌基督當時佢釘十字架上，佢話：我主啊，我主啊，你為何離棄我咧？
See Abraham, chapter 16. If you're familiar with Abraham's story, he doesn't obey.
大家係知道，如果認識阿伯拉罕嘅時候咧，佢都唔係好去遵守神嘅説話。
You know, he's like us. No matter how theophany appears, he doesn't obey. Chapter 16, right?
大家睇到就話當時佢好多時就睇到就話之後啦，就算係好多事發生，佢仍然都係冇去遵守神嘅説話。
But God is good. With his word, if you don't obey, I will pay.
但神喺度美好嘅神，神讲到话，就算你自己唔去遵守呢度嘅承诺时候，我会为到你去做嘅事。
And so the immortality became mortality.
就话就算神都话佢唔会不死嘅，佢都系会牺牲。
And the one who was immutable, unchanging in his attribute, became mutable.
同埋呢個永久性不變嘅都會係發現。
He was cut off from the land of the living, and he died.
而就話神佢自己耶穌基督，佢自己去喺呢個承諾當中，呢個同當中。 當中去被剪除。
We got to remind ourselves every day, you know why? Because we're like Abraham. We forget and we don't obey.
我們就作為人嘅，我們好似亞伯拉罕咁樣一樣，我們冇去遵守神嘅戒命。
That's why you got to draw near every day. Every day you got to draw near.
當我哋每天每日嘅，我哋需要去跟隨神，去靠近神。
And then you got a chance. You have a chance then.
所以我先至有機會。
Salvation is unconditional.
神嘅俾我哋嘅呢個嘅救恩係無條件嘅恩。
Such was the final cause of God's astonishing oath of His grace that He made.
就話係完全神嘅自己俾出嘅恩典同嘅榮光出。
It's like second. Paul puts it this way, Galatians 3:13-14. Again, New Testament writers like Paul take this story of Abram and bring it home to us in New Testament. Verses 34, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree, so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith.
就喺加太書第三章十三至十四節嗰度話，基督既為我們受了咒詛，就逐出我們脫離律法的咒詛，因為經常記載，凡掛在我頭上的都是被咒詛的。這便叫亞伯拉罕的福因基督耶穌可以臨到外邦人，使我們因信得所應許的聖靈。
You know, Christian, you have to be out there telling people the gospel.
我作為基督徒，我需要出去強烈去講嘅福音。
Because you know what the average person on Main Street, Queens Boulevard, you know what they think?
大家知唔知道啲譬如話普通嘅一個人，譬如話你喺個 Main 街或者喺Queens Boulevard 撞到嘅人
，All religions are basically the same.
佢哋可唔可以同你講話，所有嘅宗教都係統都係一樣嘅
？You ought to love one another, and God will bless you.
都係講到話，我哋人咧需要咧互相愛對方嘅，啊咁如果你咁做到嘅，神就會祝福你。
And if you're a Christian here, you are responsible to tell them no, that is not so.
但係我做基督徒嘅，我需要同別人講到話，依個唔係所神所講嘅真正嘅福音。
Why? All religions are not the same. You're wrong.
就話唔係所有嘅宗教都一樣。
You know what the person out there will say to you? You know.Can't be. This God can't become personal. Can't be. We have an impersonal God. You know, He's a force.
啊，可能普通人會同你講就話，神咧就好似一個嘅動力咁樣。
Or that person out there might say, you know, God could never do what you're saying. You know, how could He become a human being? He would never go beneath Himself and die.
或者佢講就話：哦，你所講嘅神冇可能嘅，點可以換自己嚟到呢個世界上成為人咁樣去為人去死都冇可能。
Your job, Christian, is to tell them they're wrong.
我做基督徒咧，我嘅責任就話俾人哋知，你所咁嘅態度咁樣去點睇咧係錯嘅。
You open your heart, you'll see the gospel beautiful.
原來係開你嘅心，你睇到呢個福音嘅美好。
It's the most beautiful thing you ever heard.
就話呢個福音就係你所從來未聽過咁美好嘅説話。
If you're understanding it properly，
話如果你係真係能夠明白嘅時候
，There is no other religion that comes close。
冇其他嘅宗教好似基督教所講嘅一樣。
There's no other faith on the face of the earth that even comes close to the gospel。
冇一個地上所講嘅呢個信心好似基督教所講嘅信心一樣。
It doesn't matter how much of a failure you are。
無論你點樣嘅失敗當中。
If you entered into covenant with God the Father through faith in what the Lord Jesus done, you're saved by grace.
所以無論你係點樣失敗都唔重要，而你能夠去相信呢個主耶穌基督，你去屈膝嘅時候，你相信，你單靠信心嚟到，呢、这個就係話你去得到呢個恩典嘅救恩。
It's nothing to do with you.
唔係話你去做啲乜嘢。
You didn't have to walk between the dead animals like.You didn't have to, right?
唔係話你要去行嗰啲乜嘢，唔係話好似當初話唔係你要係你去行呢個死亡嘅道路。
God took it all on Himself.
係神佢自己為著人嘅。
Christianity is a religion of grace.
基督教佢所講嘅就係呢個恩典嘅宗教。
Every other religion says do this and God will bless you.
而其他宗教所講就話你要做啲乜嘢先能夠得到呢個福音。
And the Talmud just answers, God came and did this so that he could bless you.
而今日所问就话系佢自己嚟呢个地上当中，佢为咗你而行，系为佢为咗你而死，而你先系得到呢个福音。
And now won't you come and receive it?
而你只系去，你系去相信，去接受。
And respond, because what's the only proper response?
而我哋嘅应该系有一个回应，系应该有个乜嘢回应咧？
It's to give your life to him, to follow him. That's the only proper response.
我哋嘅回应就系话，我哋要去遵行佢，要去跟随佢。
Christian says, here's how God came to find you, and you would never, ever find him.
就话基督教我所相信嘅就系话，系神佢自己亲自嚟到当中去寻找你，唔系话你去寻找神。
You got to anchor, as I said last time, you got to anchor your soul into him.
就话好似上个礼拜讲嘅就话，我哋嘅心就好似一个船锚一样，要去摆喺你自己心当中。
Because you guys, some of you have anchored into other things, and you're drifting further and further away.
啊，一个船里边有个船锚去避咗个船啊嘛，就话嗰个锚你系咪摆喺其他地方咧？
Because the things that you're anchored into, they're temporary.
咁我哋所要揸紧嘅地方。 係咪話嗰啲嘢其實係唔係永恆嘅？
They might be good things in and of themselves.
嗰啲可能係好好，睇落好好。But
they're not adequate for your soul.
但係你所揸緊嘅嘢唔係為到你嘅，唔係俾到你嘅心足夠。
And in case you didn't notice, everything's got to go away.
大家明白就話，所有嘢都會係最後會失去。
Everything.
你所擁有嘅嘢，最後都係會失去。
I'm out of time, and this is going to be, I'm not going to belabor Genesis 15. You know, I've been getting pushback for spending 3 Sundays on Genesis
15.
But I hope you see the importance here. And let me just close with this. Exile happens, right? That's what the text says, is going to be suffering. Exile happens first 400 years. 400 years of mistreatment before the promised land.
其实咧，同阿伯兰讲嘅话，你以后将来咧都系会系你哋会系被捉住，你哋会系被放逐400年。
And you know that's the pattern you see in the Bible. You got to suffer, then the glory.
呢个就系圣经里所好似嘅睇到一样嘅话，人系先系去受到呢个惩罚。
Again, the suffering isn't earning you a place because you're counted as righteous already. But because it's nasty out there. And if you live the Christian life, you will suffer from the nastiness. You know, it's been a while. Since I was in corporate America, but I had a lot of pushback at work for being a Christian.
咁啊，我以前咧就喺做工嘅時候咧，都唔好想話話俾人知我係個基督徒。
If you're not feeling the tension, something's wrong. You're not following.
但係如果我哋作為人嘅，我哋做基督徒嘅，唔係話心係想跟隨神嘅，我哋有問題。
That's why faith is resting, resting in His power, resting in what He has done, right? Because it's in God Himself that you're resting in.
呢就係我哋好重要嘅去擺，去睇我哋嘅信心係擺喺邊一度。
And why do you have to rest in Him? Because you're getting hammered out there if you're a Christian.
我要好清楚地話，我知道我哋嘅內心係擺喺神嘅地方中。點解啊？因為我哋要知道就話，出去嘅外邊喺呢個墮落嘅世界充滿著罪惡。That's
why we ought to come to the table.
所以我哋要著重嘅，當我哋心擺喺神嘅地方中，我哋要知道就話，我哋要著重去睇神俾我哋嘅。
That this is not all there is.
呢個印記唔係呢個所俾我哋聖餐唔係就話哦就係咁樣。
And Jesus proved that. He's proved God's undying love by being obedient and going to the cross for you.
呢個聖餐就係代表咗即係話耶穌基督佢完全嘅去遵行佢所講嘅説話，佢釘喺十字架上為我哋罪而死。
Even dying for your sinful doubts. But bring your questions because He welcomes. Because He will never waver, and therefore you are blessed. We thank you, Father, for your word and for this great covenant ratifying promise that we see in Genesis 15. And Lord, I don't know if it's because of the summer or because of the heat, but I pray you would pierce the hearts of people here. They would see what you've done for them. They would respond in an appropriate way. By willing to pick up their cross and follow me. Lord, we live in a day and age where the church in at least this part of the world is waning. And so it's utmost importance for every Christian to be a light wherever they are, in the workplace, at home, at church, at school, on the streets. Help us, Lord, be people of character and integrity. Because, Lord, you take oaths seriously. And so we pray, Lord, for your grace and mercy so that we be strengthened and followed. Amen. And so we ask this for the sake of Jesus and His name being uplifted in our lives. And so we ask that all in the name, the precious name of Jesus. Amen.